Any questions? Okay, we'll get going then. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Wood Ranch Public Infrastructure District. Today is May 6th. It's 10:04 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with the board. Gary, your chair, do you want to start?
Sure. Gary Langston with the developer, Third Cadence.
Yes, Scott Kaufman with the developer, Third Cadence.
Rachel McAleese with the developer Third Cadence.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, first up, board, we have the board meeting minutes from our February 4th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you want me to put them up?
I looked at them. They looked correct to me.
Okay.
Same.
Could we get a motion then, Gary?
I'll motion to approve the meeting minutes from our February 4th, 2025 meeting.
Great, thanks.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Rachel. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right. Next up, David with CLA is going to go through first quarter financials. David, take it away.
All right, thanks, Michael. So for Wood Ranch Public Infrastructure District, financial statements as of March 31st, 2025, starting in the balance sheet in the general fund, we have $87,061 in the working capital fund, and in accounts payable, $177. In the debt service fund and the bond fund, we have $39,150. Capitalized interest fund 2024, we have $2,871,033. And in the reserve fund, $2,373,539. In the capital projects fund, there is $384. Moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. Revenues we have consisting of interest income of $1,172, expenditures accounting of $2,997, and insurance expense of $776. We have other financing sources, developer advance of $7,009, and then we have a repaid developer advance of $25,337. That gives us an ending fund balance of $86,884. Moving on to the debt service fund, we have interest income of $56,412 of income and our revenues, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $5,283,722. And moving on to the capital projects fund, interest income of $384. We have expenditures capital outlay consisting of $46,811. And an ending fund balance again of the $384. With that, let me open it up to any questions or if anything you guys would like to look at in more in depth, we can drill down into and look at that.
Or do you have anything?
I don't have any questions. Pretty straightforward.
For future year budgeting, would we adjust the budget to reflect areas or account lines where variances have occurred? Meaning, would we set up budgets for developer advances or capital outlays just so it doesn't always have a zero budget against an actual expenditure?
Yeah, for this we'll need to amend the budget so that at least the amount that has been expended is greater or equal to the amount that has actually occurred for the year. Where capital outlay I think it was anticipated it was going to be fully expended at the end of the year last year, and so it was part of that budget, and then we had a little bit carry over into this year and be expended then, and so we'll need to amend that to reflect that. As far as so that's for the capital projects fund. There's not going to be a lot more expenses coming out of that now that it's only that $384 from that interest income. So that's the only remaining amount there. But for a general fund, we're still within there, so we're in the positive. We will need to, well, if we're, where we're amending the other one, we will probably we'll just amend everything at the same time that needs to be amended. Debt service is all in the positives here. So these are the anticipated payments for bond interest and principal. And then assessment fee revenues, that's the anticipated there. And then there's no budget for the balance sheet, but yeah, excuse me. But yeah, we would want to amend for that amount also in the general fund, that was repaid, and then developer advance also as an income source. The most important part of the budgeting is that the expenditure side of things for the state, that we've budgeted more, at least the amount needed or more for the budget than what has actually been expended. Revenues, we can underestimate our revenues and not have any issues with that, but the expenses or outgoing type of things is what we need to make sure we amend for.
Well, one thing I will say is, Gary, you did a very nice job getting the capital projects, all that money spent. Never seen one of our PIDs get down to basically zero as fast as you guys did. So well done on that.
Thank you.
Okay. So, if there's no other questions, what I need then is a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I'll motion to accept the financials as presented.
Thanks, Gary.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Rachel. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up is ratification of Gary signing the sewer pump station deed over to the Kearns Improvement District. So we just need the board to ratify that agreement. So I just need a motion to ratify that.
Scott or Rachel, did you have any questions about what that was? I'm happy to explain it a little further if that's helpful.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
So, as a part of deeding the lift station over to Kearns Improvement District, they asked that we have the district basically quit claim any of its interests or abilities to assess the district for fees related to the PID in the future. Clearly, that was never the intention. All of the assessments are going to residential units, but that was the district's way of confirming that when this board is long gone and 10 years from now, if somebody changes their mind, that they don't get hit with an assessment they weren't expecting. So this is the paperwork that formalizes that and gave them the comfort that they were looking for prior to transacting the site to them. So that's what we're ratifying is just me signing that deed on behalf of the Wood Ranch Development PID as the chair.
So, Scott or Rachel, what I would prefer is that one of you two make the motion since Gary was the one who signed.
motion to approve the deed,
The ratification, yeah.
ratification of the deed as proposed.
Thanks,
I
Scott.
second the motion.
Thanks, Rachel. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, you guys have any questions for us? Anything that you guys need? One thing I was going to ask Rachel and Gary, you guys did get my draft of the first quarter. I just wanted to
Yeah.
make sure. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
The other thing, I'm going to send you to an email regarding the assessment administrator. I have a couple of questions, so I'm going to send
Okay.
you to an email. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Quick follow-up question on that, the ratification that we just went through. When does that take place then, or is that out in the future, or is that something happening soon?
That happened.
It already
So,
happened.
there's two parts to it. So the deed has been signed. It hasn't actually been recorded, and it will probably not be recorded until next week when we officially transact the project. So we're completing one last punch list item as the developer and the contractor. And once the district has it's a lid to a well that has to come back, and they wanted a dent removed out of it. So we're fixing that, repainting the lid. It'll be here, I think, the end of this week, and then we'll close and officially deed them the property next week. And the deed that we ratified today is a part of that closing.
Okay. And then are there any, I guess, accumulation of the costs that went into that, or that project that would be able to be, I'm just thinking of for our financial statements, for our year-end financial statements, we would want to show conveyance to the county on that. And I'm trying to see if we have like a maybe what costs went into that to determine how much, I guess for government-wide financial statements, we record it as an expense of capital outlay. But when we convert the financial statements to accrual basis, it gets moved back into a construction in progress type of thing. And then once these items get conveyed to, then we would transfer that to in the financial statements too, as a conveyance to a other entity, if that makes sense.
It does. So I guess, David, when we've actually conveyed it, I'm happy to send you copies of the deeds and the settlement statements, and then you and I can figure out
Okay.
how and when you want to transfer that in our books.
Okay. That sounds good. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay. That's everything I have. So, unless there's something else. Okay, I just need a motion to adjourn then.
All motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Gary.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Rachel. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, thanks, you guys. Good to see you.
Thanks,
Thank
everyone.
you.
See you guys.
Have a good one.